Senator Groney joins us now for his weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator. How was your weekend?
Good. Very good. I don't even know what's a weekend anymore and what's a weekday, but it all rolls together.
Talking like a retired individual, the retirees always talk about how it just kind of rolls into itself.
Now, do they? Well, I'm not quite there, but you got too much work to do. It happens, too. Anyway, on the other side of the scale. But, nothing much happening. I mean, we writing a few bills down in Lincoln. I don't know if I'll get anything passed because I'm starting to expose what really happens down there. Somebody's got to do it. I only got, if you read my column. But, I spoke to a bunch of folks up in Sheridan County and Dawes County. Up in Senator Brewer's area, they asked me to come speak to them, and that's what their concerns were. Why can't we get things done in Lincoln? Why is it so, you walk in that chamber and it's like a different universe. They don't even talk about what, or address what the folks in Nebraska want addressed. It's all about corporate welfare and expanding welfare for the poor and giving criminals more rights and making criminals the victim, and that's what we did last year. We did some good things, of course. I mean, I used my abilities to extract a little stuff for Lincoln, for Western Nebraska with the rail park and rural fire departments, and I've stopped some really bad stuff by telling the truth on the mic, and forcing people to vote their constituents' needs instead of trading votes or kind of hoping to disappear on the floor. But it's a mess. The unicameral is a mess. It was created by a socialist, progressive socialist, populist, and he got his way. And when it passed by the vote of the people in the 30s, it was not that much. It was not by that big a margin. But it's turned into a mess where it's almost like a European parliament where they have to form a government because there's three or four parties. And I think that's what Norris was actually headed for, a parliament system where there's three or four parties. And then a majority party is formed when they get a form of government by making deals with the smaller parties so they have a majority. That's what Lincoln is. That's what the unicameral is. But at least in Europe, you have to run for election as a, I call them unicameralists, and have enough people vote for you in that area, because who you are down there, they run as a Republican, and then they go down there and act completely like a unicameralist to me is believers in the system, believers in government. They don't vote for people. They vote for public schools. They vote for county government. They vote for city government. All their bills are, how do we give them more power to control the masses, to treat the people like sheep? That's what they do. It's over and over again. If it's, for example, when a couple of conservatives, so-called conservatives, told me they wouldn't vote for me for ed chair, it was because the administrators told them that I wouldn't work with them. Not that the people called them. A lot of people said, and they thanked me for what I was doing. It was the administrators who they talked to. That's a unicameralist.
The school administrators, is that referring to Senator Groney?
What's that?
The school administrators accused you of not working with them. Is that what you're referring to, sir?
Yeah, well, that, and I wouldn't. It's like, I always say it's like what when Obama came out after talking to Congressman Ryan, the congressional leader, about health care, about his Obamacare. They'd have those long meetings, and Obama would come out and say, they just won't listen to me. And Ryan would come out and say, no, we listen to him, we just disagree. But anyway, no, it's fine. It's hardcore politics. But only Nebraska, because of that unicameral, do government bureaucrats at the local level have as much power as they have. It's not the people who are the second house, it's local government bureaucrats. Because they're the ones that come in and testify at the bills. It's not, people can't afford to drive to Lincoln and spend a day to sit around and talk for 5 minutes, so the bureaucrats do. and they grab the ear of the senators, of certain ones. That's how it works. So, as they might call them, the unicameralists, they're strictly, how would you call the system? They're proponents of the government bureaucracy that controls the people. You hear Senator Williams say it when he won't support, wouldn't sign a letter for Senator Albrecht about telling the State Board of Education their sex standards. He said, well, no, I got to test the system. The system is the state school board and an administrator who was hired to the commissioner to run the Department of Ed. I trust the system. You hear it all the time. When you talk about the University of Nebraska, Senator Stenner sits there and says, well, they've got its regents and they've got a president. I've got to trust the system. Don't give a damn about the individual Nebraskan. It's the system. And that's what you're up against when you elect folks like that. I've always said I won't vote for anybody that ever sat on a school board because they've been trained well how to trust the system. But
well, that took me out, Mike.
What's that?
I said that took me out of getting your vote on anything.
Well, there's exceptions to rules. I think you've matured and understand a little better now. But anyway, you see what I'm saying. It's just the way it is. And down in Lincoln, you always have a... For example, they have no conscience. 4 years ago, when there was 25 conservatives down there, solid conservatives, well, those unicameralists, Dave's... with their tails between the legs, came over to the conservatives and, oh, we'll help you. We'll take the chairmanships. We'll help you now because we want our chairmanships, Stenner, Williams, Friesen, a few others. They wanted their chairmanships. So they went along with the 25 conservatives. I became ed chair. We ran the table. The liberal press got all upset because we weren't following the wink of an eye, the old unicameralist rules where we had so not enough conservatives to run it, not enough Democrats to run it. So the unicameralists ran it. Well, for 2 years in there, 4 years ago. But as soon as they got the power again, the unicameralists, they deserted us. They went on their own way and made a deal with the Democrats, which they normally do. They, along with the Democrats, the unicameralists can have their 27 votes or 26, and then they make a deal. We will get these chairmanships. If you notice, a lot of the unicameralists are chairs. Because they made it, sold their soul to the Democrats for the votes on the secret vote. That's how it operates. That's how it operates down there. And it's not a good system for Nebraska. It hasn't been for years. So, but we do have the podium. And they're losing their control because, you know, we cussed the mass media. We caught the information age of the YouTubes. Anybody can watch now the proceedings. So, you know, I got cornered my first 2 years down there by some of the unicameras. Brony, stay off the mic. Stay off the mic, you know. Don't get on that mic and talk because, you know, we make the deals in the back room and everybody's got to look like we're collegial on the floor. We conned the state of Nebraska that we are getting along, an efficient government. There's no animosity here. I told them, I said, no, I'm not talking to you on that mic. I'm talking to those people watching on that camera up there. And but that's what you see in school boards and stuff, 8-0 votes. If you watch the state school board on them hearings over at Kearney, one brave individual, school board member, stood up and said no to limiting the time to 75 minutes and cutting off the people speaking. The lady who ran that, the president of the board, stared at her for 30 seconds and said, what was your vote again? As if, you better change it to a yes, or else you're in trouble. If you watch, I am so happy in our city council that there are split votes again. And when they got intimidated by the chairman of the CRA and an editorial writer, because you weren't being a team member, you wouldn't vote 8-0, they stood their ground. It's not easy to do. The easy path is the peer pressure. Not to do what the people want, but to do what the peer pressure tells you to do. You if you got 8-0 votes, you got 7-0 votes, you got 5-0 votes on a count of commissioners, you got bad government. You've got bad government. But that's what they're taught. You've got to be, you've got to give the impression that everybody's on the same page. That's not democracy. But the bureaucracy teaches them that. I went to a school board association meeting one time in North Platte. I was invited. And they brought the school board members up and they gave them little gold stars because they attended another. They passed in a little test and another little. And I'm sitting there going, what is going on here? It should be this school board member bringing up administrators on the floor, on the podium, and saying, this one did a good job. Instead, it was the administrator giving gold stars to school board members. The school board members are the boss. They train them. Because we don't have a partisan legislature. We don't have partisan races in a lot of our races. We don't have the vetting process to make sure the con artists can't lie and get elected. That's what's wrong in Nebraska. That's why we vote for Trump. That's why we vote for conservative Ricketts. That's why we vote for a Fisher, a Saf even. But we can't do it in a lot of local elections and in the unicameral because there's no vetting process. I mean, I'm just frustrated with the whole thing. I mean, I as you can tell. And I got 60 days on the floor next year, and I'm going to let them know it.
Oh, God, I may tune into the legislature more, Mike, just to watch this.
Anyway, well, we got Chris Bruns running. I'm going to endorse him next Monday night, and he'll be good.
No, that's late. Tonight, Senator.
Oh, tonight? Boy,
yes, sir.
Like I said, I started the deal off, told you, I didn't even know what day of the week it was. Thanks for reminding me.
We were going to remind you of that.
Yep. We started the hour, right after the Fox News breaks. We started just a couple minutes early because the press release was embargoed until 8 o'clock this morning. But, yeah, Lincoln County Commissioner Chris Bruns announced that he's going to run to represent Lincoln County in the seat that Senator Groney holds when Senator Groney reaches his term limit. So there's officially two individuals that have thrown their hats in the rings to replace you, Senator Groney, down in Lincoln. Would you care to share your thoughts on the two candidates?
No, I'm just encourage Chris to run. So, you know, when I ran for office, I always said, they'd say, what you got against the guy running? I said, nothing. I said, I think that's Chris's attitude. You step up. You feel you need to step up because you want to represent the people. It's not about, this isn't a competition. You're not in a boxing match. It's, you let the people have a choice. And I just think Chris will also support those people who wear blue jeans to work. I got confronted by a lady, of course. She said, well, I don't wear blue jeans to work, but I'm a conservative, so I don't. If ladies could help me out how to define a conservative woman in rural Nebraska, what they wear to work, what is it, flats? They don't wear 3-inch heels, I don't think, but I'm just kidding. But anyway, he will support the people that work for a living. Don't look for bigger government. Don't support the government looking over their shoulder and everything they do. So anyway, and then we also got a great candidate from North Platte for the state school board that's going to be announcing, so that's good too. We need to get rid of that Robin Stevens. He's trained up in the system as a school administrator, and I've had multiple people forward me their emails they sent him on the state school board about what's his view on this sex Ed rules, and he's an establishment guy too. His standard reply is, "Well, we gotta let the system work. We have an administrator hired, commissioner hired. We have his people hired. He has people to do standards in his department. And my job is to just sit in the balcony, as I heard one school board member tell me once. My job is to sit in the balcony and watch the proceedings to make sure they stay collegial." But anyway, he's awful and he needs to go away, but we have a good candidate running. So far, one really good candidate for state school board. So, you know, people get riled up enough. They step forward.
And Senator Groney, you alluded to Senator Williams a few minutes ago. He announced late last week officially, you mentioned it last Monday that you were quite certain it was going to happen, but he officially announced last week that he's running for University of Nebraska Board of Regents when he term limits out. He's on the same cycle that you are, I guess. I had forgotten that.
Yes, he was elected when I was elected back 7 years ago.
Hmm.
I don't think he's the right person. Anyway, he's one of the unicamerists who didn't vote for me for chair of education. He voted for a Democrat, and he has said he's a big supporter, big cheerleader for the university. Well, we don't need cheerleaders. We need coaches who straighten them out. We need somebody who's got a critical eye, not a rubber stamp for the system. And that's what he'll be. I mean, I don't know. He'll fit right in. Maybe I'll run. Hell, if I was a bigger Nebraska fan, but you get free tickets to every home event. I guess that's why they run and get to sit in the box seats. But, he didn't support me. I had a hard time supporting him. So, anyway, but I haven't heard of anybody else running.
Mm-hmm.
We need somebody asking questions. In a time in America, we need people who aren't easily influenced by peer pressure, who will ask the hard questions. And as far as I'm concerned, the university is way too big for the size of our state. It's out of control. The spending, we're fourth or fifth in the nation per capita taxpayer support of the system, and it's out of control. You know, why would rural Nebraska be such a big supporter when, you know, we have the farm, but otherwise we're junior college and state colleges, Chadron. He's a good man. He's a decent person, but I don't think he's got the grit to do what needs to be done. But so we'll leave it at that.
And I like what you said, though, Senator Groney, about the race to replace you down at the state unicameral. I think that race is going to be very tactful. I think there's going to be a lot of respect between the two candidates. We haven't it thus far, and it's just a matter of giving the voters an option. I really like the way that you put that and giving Lincoln County an option.
Yeah, maybe I started something last time when I ran, when I wouldn't fall for the negative hate, campaign, and I never sent any negative flyers out and just talked the issues, and it turned on my opponent. I think the negative stuff and the phony flyers that get sent out are people are catching on to that and not falling for it. So, hopefully the race is between what do you want for Lincoln County? In Western Nebraska, support more Lincoln County, and basically a voice for Western Nebraska as the largest community and county out west of Kearney. So, there'll be a lot of good races, and then we have to find a good candidate to replace Chris on the county commissioners. So, I'm sure somebody will step up. There you go, Rick. There's a job for you.
Am I in his district?
I couldn't
tell
you.
No, probably not. No, I think he's Hershey.
Yeah.
Hershey Sutherland, yeah. Nope. Anyway, it's time to be blunt. They are. The left is. The unicamerous isn't. They sit in the middle. Collaborators. I guess when Hitler came and even during the Civil War, they had the Tories and the collaborators who just wanted to protect what they had and cooperate with the left, but act like you're conservative. We've got too many of those. But, it's time to be blunt. I'm kind of good at that. But, anything else going on?
I think that was an understatement, Mike.
Truth. Like I said, I'll repeat it.
Yeah.
When people tell me to give them hell, I reply to them, "We're in a sad state of affairs when telling the truth is giving them hell."
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, anything else?
I don't think so. I think that's the big news that we kind of already alluded to there, Senator Groney, with Commissioner Bruns announcing his intention to run for state legislature. So I think we're getting into the political season. Things are starting to heat up a little bit, it seems like.
Yeah. Like I said, also I want to keep rooting for the packing plant. I think they're doing everything right. And with the future in North Lincoln County, we got to act who we are, and we're agriculture and working people. I hope that thing keeps rolling along and the rail park keeps rolling along and give people in the east who are trapped in cities, who love the outdoors and nature and conservative values, move to Lincoln County and help build a stronger base. But we've got some initiative going, and I hope it continues.
Yeah, good
Very
to see
good.
You. Senator Groney, appreciate the time. Have a good week, sir.
Yep. Bye.
Take care.
That again is State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update right here on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM, both proud members of the Husker Radio Group. As always, Mugs of the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance Agents, Pete, Brent, and Bo, Community Strong, all day long.